Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I'm excited that we have Silverlight evangelist John Papa here today. John, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tim. This is great.
So, we're at Mix. You have the greatest job in the world. Tell our audience here about what you do, what's exciting about this conference and what we're talking about here. You know, give us a little lay of the land.
Oh, this is great. As I said, I'm a Silverlight evangelist in corporate at Microsoft in Redmond, and basically my job is to get people excited about Silverlight, which...
That's not too hard.
Got a pretty easy job these days. People really do get excited about it.
There is a hysteria. If we could call 2 years ago SharePoint hysteria, we're clearly in Silverlight hysteria
now. We are. And 2 years ago, Silverlight was more of a technology where people weren't really sure if they wanted to get into it at the time or where Microsoft was heading with it. But these days, it's just blossoming.
Full trust out of browser.
Yes. One of my favorite features. So much has happened. In Mix, they announced all the new RC candidate features for Silverlight 4, as we know. And one of my favorite things in there is kind of an obscurity, is the Zap signing. So you can now take a digital certificate for your Silverlight application and, you know, sign your application. It's great. So this is great for enterprises, too. So internal applications, I've worked with some companies, and they want to sign those app files for security. And for external, you can do that. So that's one of the new features that came out, and in the RTW, it'll be out there as well. Love out-of-browser features as a whole. It sounds like this one feature, but it's just this plethora of features, as you know.
Right, it's pretty big.
It's just so much going on with it. And we're getting a lot of interest in it as well.
It's interesting. For me, at least, it kind of muddies the water between the client and WPF.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Silverlight, you want to talk a little bit to that? Because, I mean, when I get in front of audience, this is what I have to talk about, like, where one applies and how, you know, they kind of cross. Do you want to talk about that a bit?
I can talk a little bit about it, yeah. And obviously the decisions being made at a higher level is where things are heading in general. But the conversation I have a lot with companies, when they say, should we be using WPF or Silverlight or something else? Obviously Silverlight, since I'm the evangelist. It's always the answer.
But you're also a solution guy, right?
I am, and I haven't always been Silverlight, obviously.
Right.
You know, ADO.NET, SQL Server. But the thing I always look at is, what are you trying to solve? What's the problem you're trying to get at? And if somebody tells me, buzzwords that come to my head are, I want to be able to control a scanner through device integration, have hardware control access the registry, things that kind of lead into that level, or, you know, deal low-level Windows stuff.
3D.
WPF is ideal for those things. It's strong, it's mature, it does this already. Silverlight does a lot of things that WPF does. But if you want to get into doing things like accessing, you know, webcam now is a nice feature.
Yep.
But if you want to get into doing any kind of internet application where you do want to have simple deployment, if you want to be able to put applications out there where you can interact with the user, and you can still do desktop experience now, which is the great part, as you mentioned. Silverlight's a really good option to get into for most of the applications. The only time I go to WPF is if I really need that low-level access.
Right, right. Okay, so... What, you know, there's a lot of big announcements, and Silverlight's moving so quickly. Four major versions
in three, four months? We're up to Silverlight 8, I think, already.
So what are you doing next? I mean, what's going to be exciting about your life in the next 6 months?
Oh, it's great. We're already looking at what's coming up with Silverlight.
I knew you were going to say that. Silverlight 5 is what you're thinking about next.
It's and beyond.
Oh, I can't wait. That's awesome.
It's got some great stuff going on.
Hey, thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate having me on.
And thank you guys for watching.